All right, we're here today to announce the arrest of a suspect in this weekend's senseless act of violence. Moises Gomez Castillo, right here, is the guy who committed the murder this weekend at the Popeyes restaurant. He was an employee of the restaurant. He was working with our victim this weekend, and it was about 8 o'clock on Sunday morning when we got the call from the manager, who had gone to open up the business and found our victim laying in a back stock room. She had been stabbed multiple times. We were able to quickly determine that this appeared to be a suspect related to the business. This suspect had done some things through our evidence search that was able to help us lead to him pretty quickly, and our homicide detectives worked throughout the weekend to determine where he was and build enough probable cause to make an arrest. We believe that the motive in this case was robbery. It appeared that the safe had been disturbed, and we believe that was his reason for killing our victim. Again, an absolutely senseless act. She had been an employee of Popeyes for over 25 years. Many of the officers, many of the residents in the area knew her, as she worked at several of the Popeyes restaurants throughout Anne Arundel County. And again, a senseless act of violence from a hardworking woman killed by this man for robbery. Although we're announcing this arrest, our investigation continues. We provided you charging documents and provided you some information in reference to how this case came together. We're still putting things together as we speak, so we won't be able to say a whole lot of information as to what's going on with him at this point, but he is in custody and charged with first and second degree murder, among other things, at the Anne Arundel County Detention Center. He had worked, Mr. Gomez Castillo had worked at Popeyes for the better part of 7 years on and off. And again, to reiterate, he was working there that evening with our victim, and that's when this crime occurred. Questions?
Is there a possibility that Mr. Gomez had an accomplice, another employee that may have been involved in the robbery?
Right now, he's our main suspect in this. We're obviously looking into the possibility that somebody else could have been involved. We don't have any reason to believe that at this point, but if anybody has information on that, our homicide unit would love to hear from them.
Lieutenant, the way I'm reading these charging documents, at least two witnesses said that Mr. Gomez Castillo had conspired with them or talked to them about this crime before it happened. Are there possibly any charges pending against those witnesses?
No. No, they're witnesses. They graciously provided information that helped us get the probable cause we needed to make an arrest of Gomez Castillo.
Was he a citizen of this country?
All indications right now is that he had paperwork, legitimate paperwork, to be in the country.
We've recovered a passport from...
Captain Herbert Hassenpush, H-A-S-E-N-P-U-S-C-H. I'm the commander of the Criminal Investigation Division for the County Police Department. During our investigation, we did recover a passport from Mexico. The legitimacy of that passport is being investigated, and his to answer your question regarding his citizenship or his status being in the country, that's still under investigation.
Were things also found at his home? It talks about the search warrant and finding information, determining that... his name and information like that. But were other things found indicating that he had at his apartment or at home, indicating that he was involved in this in any way by what you found at the house instead of just at the restaurant?
We recovered evidence in various places linking Gomez Castillo to the crime. Again, it's still an ongoing investigation, although we have an arrest. We have recovered evidence at various locations identifying him and linking him to the scene of this crime.
Both of them were working that shift that evening?
Yes, sir.
Other than their working relationship, do you know whether they had any of the ties to each other?
No, we have no evidence of that.
Lieutenant Smith, according to what I'm reading in here, the suspect was the last person to be with the with the manager. Do you have video that shows him leaving and no one else coming in? Is there video that corroborates that?
We have evidence, and part of the evidence is surveillance video. We're not going to be releasing that, as it is evidence for a criminal trial, and that's what our detectives are preparing for. We want to make sure we put him away for a very long time. So we have evidence that helps build the case that they plan to prove in court.
Did you have any idea from that video what went on? I'm sorry, I deferred to Sharon.
No, that's okay. I knew she was found around 8 in the morning. Do you know what time she was killed?
No, our evidence right now suggests anywhere between 1 a.m. and when she was found in the morning. So at this time, don't know exact time of death.
Yeah, what did she do? We believe that the murder occurred shortly around 1 a.m. or after 1 a.m. after all the employees had left, with the exception of our victim and Mr. Gomez Castillo.
And was there a weapon found? Was she stabbed? Was she shot?
The cause of death was multiple sharp injuries, as described by the medical examiner's office. And as far as evidence collected at the scene, we don't want to release that right now.
What went on in there? You have surveillance video. Why did this woman have to die in this guy's mind? What happened? What transpired?
Essentially, he wanted to rob the place. He wanted to take money. And she, unfortunately, is the person that was in the way of him accomplishing that mission.
So,
absolutely tragic. Do we have evidence of that? Right now, again, we're still reviewing that as far as did she fight back or what have you. But it was a gruesome scene. It was a gruesome scene. Again, all over dollars, a few dollars. We don't know exactly how much dollars, but I don't think any of that matters with the grieving family out there right now. A hardworking employee of 25-plus years with Popeyes right here in Anne Arundel County. She's a part of the community. Several family members, friends, I should say, and just residents of the community stopped by on Sunday morning just to gather, and everybody knew, who worked there. So I'm sure once they saw her name, everybody knew who she was. They knew her as Minda in the community.
And this guy would have known her as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes.
How long did he work there?
He worked there on and off for the past 7 years. So, yes, he had worked there, and she had worked at several locations, but they had worked at this one and were working that evening together.
Just to simplify things, the victim basically caught the suspect robbing the place. Is that what led to this?
Essentially, that's one of the theories that we're looking into, that she basically was in the middle of this guy robbing the business, and again, as an employee. So he was there with a legitimate reason at the time, but he decided he wanted to rob the business.
Did you look into his history, why he would rob the place? Was there any reason he needed the extra money, or was it just a robbery for robbery's sake?
Fair enough question. I mean, if we can get into the psychology of why people do some of these things, we would really be setting a trend. We don't know what purpose he needed a sum of money for. We don't know the answer to that yet. We'll try to determine that as part of our investigation, but that's not going to change the fact that he committed first-degree murder.
Does the suspect have a prior criminal record?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Lieutenant, you said the safe was disturbed. Was money actually taken from the restaurant?
We're trying to determine that as part of our investigation, if in fact money was taken and how much.
So when you say that he had planned the robbery, did he plan the robbery and to murder anyone that got in his way, or was the murder, because you said he was charged with first and second degree murder.
Right.
So it means, did he just plan the robbery, or did he plan the robbery and the murder?
Without going into specifics about the information that we do have evidence to make us believe that he pre-planned this robbery. He was familiar with the business operations of the business and pre-planned what he was going to do to get to rob the business.
Had there been money taken or had another robbery from the same business prior to this? Anything linking him to anything like that?
No, we looked at the prior incidents at that location, and we don't have any prior theft reports or robberies within recent dates.
Anything else?
When he was located in Annapolis, did he resist any type of arrest? Did he say anything?
He was taken into custody without incident. He was immediately taken to our criminal investigation division, where they continued the investigation. We're not going to get into specifics of what they gathered as a result of that. And again, I have to go back to it. This is still an active investigation, still something that we're preparing for trial, and we'll continue to work towards. So he was taken into custody in Annapolis at a residence there without incident.
Was it his home that he was arrested at, or was it?
No, it was not his home.
Anything new on the Exxon murder?
The Exxon murder is not linked to this at all. There's a $27,000 reward being offered for information in that case. We know the community was a bit at ease when they found out about this one, but that's a totally separate incident. Again, we have two known people in this situation, but this is our 10th homicide of the year. The very first one of the year, Ms. Racine and Rivera Beach, is open, as well as Mr. Kumar from the Hanover Exxon. There again is a $27,000 reward in that case.
So you have closed 8 of the 10 cases?
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.